The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Vibrators, ugly babies and bullion. Vibrators, ugly babies and bullion. Yes, a stacked podcast. And we'll make this very quick. It was the race that starts a vibration. Six vibrators hurtling down a 1.2-metre racetrack. Which vibrator will get to the bottom first? Well, have a listen. You'll have to find out in the podcast. But bets are closed, obviously, because the race has already taken place. So enjoy the replay. Also, did you have an ugly baby? It's all right. I can say it. I was an ugly baby, according to my mum. And she'd know, because she gave birth to the ugly baby. And also, tradie treasure. Are you a tradie who found some treasure? Or more importantly, some bullion? Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy Le Quickie.
The race that starts a vibration.
Yeah, just moments away from the race that starts a vibration. The race that the whole of Australia has been waiting for all day. Merely a preamble, the Melbourne Cup. People dressed up, have drank way too much and are waited with bated breath as six vibrators hurtle down a 1.2-metre racetrack. Miserably designed by groundskeeper Shy Guy. And it's fair to say there's been a fair heap of challenges over the past 24 hours.
With the race that starts a vibration fast approaching.
As tournament director, I'm having a few sleepless nights.
Could this be the end?
In previous races, we've had eight lanes for eight vibrators. More vibrators mean more money from the punters in the betting. It has been slashed by 25%.
But who is to blame?
I blame it solely on groundskeeper Shy Guy.
Whoa.
Screwing up the racetrack. Whoa. I am hemorrhaging money, Shy Guy. I don't think you realise the severity of this.
Guys, it's going to be great.
So Lakey brought some sponsors on board.
M4 Photographers. Whoa. Absolute Megatainment. Amusement rides.
And even one massive celebrity.
Dave Hughes, legendary, likeable Australian comedian.
When I heard that the sponsorship was available for no money, I thought, I mean, I can't miss that value.
It seemed like everything was in place. But disaster struck when some of the vibrator batteries died. Would this be the first year that the race that starts a vibration doesn't happen?
If you just missed the news that I said before, earlier on today, a few hours ago, two of the vibrators have unfortunately been scratched from the 2019 Danny Lakey vibrator race. The race favourite, California Lippy, into $3, a very small bullet-sized, lipstick-shaped vibrator, unfortunately vibrated too hard and lost its motor. We have replaced this with a different vibrator known as the Lilac Lady Bond. Purple in size, slightly bigger, but a slightly larger price with the punters as well, $14.
Oh, pricey.
It's drawn a great barrier. Obviously, it will overtake the California Lippy barrier, but not getting a whole heap of backing with punters. We then realised that we didn't have any other spare vibrators in the Southern Cross Austereo offices and on the storerooms or anything, so we had to think outside the box.
Well, it's fair. Why would we have some lying around?
Very
you know?
True. We called upon a small motor down in the engineering department and have lodged that inside a small Lebanese cucumber.
Australian ingenuity.
We have put a latex condom over the top of the Lebanese cucumber for extra lubricant, and hopefully it'll be able to pick up the pace a little later on in the race. Lebanese cucumber with a motor in it covered in a condom will race from lane three and is a $10.50 outside favourite.
Wow.
Will the motor hold up? Will the cucumber hold up? Will the condom tear?
Very debatable.
So many questions, which is why I don't have it in my first four. Next, the race that starts a vibration. Six makeshift vibrators hurtling down a 1.2-metre course, brought to you by drnickyshop.com.au. 10% off all purchases when you type Danny at the checkout. We'll get into the race very soon. Cosima DeVito live in studio next, singing the Australian anthem.
Lakey.
The national
Lakey.
Anthem.
Lakey. She's withdrew. There's been an issue. She's got her nodes.
Nodules.
Nodules.
Just like in 2003.
Again. Yeah, history has repeated itself. So unfortunately, she will not be performing the national anthem. I know you're already under a lot of stress.
Oh my god!
But
this is a race director's nightmare.
What about the shy guy?
I mean, he's on the phone at the moment.
He could do it, surely. He's got an all right voice.
Groundskeeper shy guy, the person who has let me down all week with the shit design of the board, the lack of communication, the terrible DIY handyman skills. Shy guy will be singing the national anthem next.
I don't know about that.
Yes. Oh, I know shy guy.
You are.
I don't know.
Your employment depends on this shy guy. The redemption next. You singing the national anthem where Cosima DeVito's high heels would have been.
I made a great board.
You made a terrible board. The only way you can make it up is the national anthem next.
The race that starts a vibration.
Very soon we will be crossing down trackside to the six vibrators. If you're just joining us, late mail, too late scratching. Scarlet Tango and California Lippy, the two race favourites out of the race. One with a dead battery and one with a blown motor. Earlier on today, two replacements, the Lilac Lady Bond and half a Lebanese cucumber with a motor in it from engineering covered in a condom. You got to do what you got to do. The board is ready. The advertisers are in place. Everything is set for a fantastic race day, race night here. Cosima DeVito, unfortunately, just did pull out before.
Not ideal.
We're singing
timing.
The national anthem. Unfortunately, her 2003 vocal node issue has reared its ugly head yet again, moments before taking to the Danny Lackey Late Show live studios for the national anthem. All week, the shy guy has been torn to shreds for not pulling his weight, designing a terrible racetrack.
Good.
Groundskeeper Shy Guy has failed in every aspect of the race that he has been in charge of.
Don't buy that.
One final chance to keep his job as the groundskeeper and to be the hero in the story.
Stop laughing while you
if
say that, by the way.
You can fill in for Cosima DeVito and sing the national anthem before Danny Lakey's vibrator race, the race that starts a vibration.
The whole of Australia.
Cosima owes me big time for this.
Yeah, the whole of Australia is depending on you right now, shy guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, may you please be upstanding and remove your hats for the national anthem performed by Shy Guy.
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. With golden soil and wealth for toil, our home is girt by sea. Our land abounds in nature's stop loving beauty, rich and rare. In history's page, let every stage advance Australia fair. In joyful strains, then let us sing. Advance Australia fair. Wasn't very good with timing there, I apologise.
Well, he cooked it slightly at the end, but it's good enough.
Well done, Shy Guy.
Thank you. The national anthem is better than no national anthem at all. As the crowd subsides and a hush comes over the Danny Lakey Late Show studios with the six vibrators almost ready, let's cross down to Danny Lakey, who is trackside. Thank you, Danny. Yes, the 2019 Danny Lakey Vibrator Race, the race that starts a vibration. Six vibrators vowing for the absolute Megatainment Cup. It's been a long time in the making. A couple of late scratchings. Horses getting loaded in now. You'll hear the vibratings starting to lather up as all six vibrators are turned on. In lane one, Pink CC, the only Chinese vibrator, 430 grams, $8.50. Shuey Louie's backing. In lane two, skyrocketing into the favourite position, Emerald Pom, after those late scratchings, $5. The half a Lebanese cucumber with a motor in it, wrapped in a condom. $14, that draws lane three. Scarlet Tango, a late scratching as well. Of course, we've got Lilac Lady Bond in lane four, $10.50. That is fired up on high speed. You can hear Red and Black Palm Power, the only magic wand in the race. No doubt it is towing.
I think we're ready.
And ready to go. And in lane six, Purple Fusion, the Fun Factory racehorse. As all vibrators ready to go, with Emerald Pom just needing to be turned around 180 degrees. Emerald Pom just getting ready there. A quick vet examination.
Oh, God, hang on.
Looks like we've got the Red and Black Palm Power out of the gates as well. Okay, all vibrators set. 3, 2, 1, racing. And Red and Black Palm Power got out well alongside Emerald Pom, who is hugging the line. Third place, lane one, we've got Pink Lilac. Barely a start at all from the Lebanese Cucumber with a motor in it, all Purple Fusion. Tell you what, Lady Bond is making a run with the Lilac in the thing, but it seems like Emerald Pom way out in front at the moment in lane two, the $5 favourite by about 3 vibrator lengths. Second, Lilac Lady Bond. Third, the Red and Black Palm Power, but it's Emerald Pom.
Yeah!
Takes out the 2019 Absolute Megatainment Cup. Coming in second place, it appears to be Lilac Lady Bond. Very toey in lane five is Red and Black Palm Power. Fourth place, we've got Pink CC. Never really a start was the Lebanese Cucumber with the motor in it, wrapped in the condom. And last of all, Purple Fusion. Which means in the sweepstakes, there's something that was forgotten about in this whole thoroughfare. Jason, you correctly selected vibrator number two yesterday, the Pom by Dame USA vibrator, which means you are the lucky winner of a $200 Fun Factory gift pack. Well done.
I'd like to thank Shy Guy for his rendition of the national anthem.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
Absolutely.
It was fabulous.
And I wish Jimmy Lewis back mine.
Would what?
I wish Huey Louie had back mine.
Yeah, I wish Huey Louie had back yours as well.
Oh, yes, I would.
Yeah, $200 Fun Factory gift pack coming your way. Brought to you by drnickyshop.com.au. 10% off all purchases when you type Danny at the checkout. For another year, another successful, success by the skin of our teeth, vibrator race since 2019.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake Late Show quickie.
I've always heard that there's no love like a mother's love. The second that you experience childbirth and you see your very own flesh and blood come out from inside you, and all of a sudden into the big wide world, a heavy dose of reality hits. Unconditional love, just overwhelming adoration for a newborn child. My God, the miracle of life. We've created this. I mean, that's the narrative I've always heard.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you look at your newborn and you're like, oh my good God, just probably tears, absolutely, tears, laughter, joy, the greatest feeling in the whole entire world.
Staring into its little eyes, holding its little body.
Little fingies.
Oh God. No such love like a mother's love. Which is why I was surprised over the weekend when I had my monthly FaceTime with my mother, that she brought back a memory of when she had me, her first child. All she can remember from the first week after giving birth to me is looking at all the other cute babies and I repeat verbatim, wishing if there was any way she could swap me for a cute one.
Oh my good God. You must have been terrible looking.
Well, that's what she said. She said apparently I had all sorts of disfigured features and she was trying to get a straight and narrow word from the doctor whether this would ever change, and they couldn't quite tell her. They didn't want to do a doctor's guarantee. And she was
just
anxious.
Wanted to do a quick switcheroo.
Thought she gave birth to a little Schmeagle boy. And the dirty dog herself is live on the air. Hello.
Hello, honey bun.
Yes. I mean, you say that now, don't you?
Was he really that bad looking as a child?
He was. It was. Yeah, I knew I should love him, and I knew I should think he was the most precious thing in the whole world. But honestly, his poor little nose was squashed right across his face, and people would look in the little bassinet, and they'd like do a double take. And I didn't want anyone to look in it because I knew he was ugly. And I all the other babies looked so gorgeous. And I did want to swap him.
It's one thing. Right, it's one thing. I've admitted before that I've seen babies that are a bit ugly. They're not really on the cute side. But it's very, very normal for like the family to be, oh, they're so cute. Like almost have rose coloured glasses.
Yes.
I can't tell.
Yeah. No, not your mum.
No, you pleaded with the doctor to have a straight answer whether my nose that was smushed to one side would ever go back straight.
Well, it hasn't really, has it?
Yes, it has. It's straightened up.
I was so worried. And then, because they wouldn't tell me, you know, it's definitely going to... And every time I breastfed him, I'd be just pushing his nose the whole time.
Just trying to get it back in that straight line. Yeah. Come on, a little bit further.
At what stage did you start having that unconditional love for me, Mum? Was it 3, 4 years old, 5 years old?
Because 20?
Because you also said during that FaceTime over the weekend that I was in the top 1% of fat babies. Like the top 1%.
You're a little Michelin man.
How many pounds was it?
I loved... Well, he was only 8 pounds when he was born, but... From the minute he was born, he just fed the whole time, eating. And then he just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And even the midwife was concerned and the health visitor. I had to start feeding him little baby rice when he was only 3 months old. You're not meant to do that till they're 6 months.
Oh, my God,
he was just such a pig. And he was just getting bigger.
When was the tipping point, Mum? When did I become the rooster that I am today?
When you started walking, I think, you started to get all the weight off. But I loved you way cardio. Before then.
Use the legs. Get him on the treadmill at age 2.
Very interesting to hear this, because I was under the impression that there's no such love like a mother's love. Now that my mum has... At the expense of me, I mean, she has almost paved the way for parents to say, you know what? You're right. My baby's ug. Ugly baby to start with. I'm not saying it's destined for ugliness.
I don't know if people are going to admit it, Lakey. Just be Michelle.
Is my mum the only one, the only mother who was willing to admit she had an ugly baby?
You became a parent, and this sounds crazy, but did you have a ugly baby?
131060, are you willing to go on record tonight and stand united with Michelle Lakey? That you weren't quite sold the second you gave birth. Some sort of wonky nose in the top 1 percentile of morbidly obese children.
I don't know if people are going to admit this. 30. Surely it's something you keep secret.
Who knows? Who knows? We'll see how many calls we get next. Did you have an ugly baby? Thank you, Mum.
Thank you.
Jake on 131060. Ugly baby?
Not myself, but my little sister.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Very, very similar situation to your mother. Mum looked down at my little sister and basically thought she was an alien.
Oh, wow.
And wasn't impressed. So, she did pretty much the same thing as your mum and asked the doctors, could she take it back?
Yeah, and I'm glad that the doctors are staying firm on unanimous decision that, no, you can't. I mean, what you've given birth to, you have to keep.
What doctor's going to be like, yeah, just swap it over there with number 3. They're not fazed.
Sounds like there's a few mothers out there wishing for a dirty duck. Oh, yeah, you've got a point there. I'll see what I can do backstage.
The only reasons my parents wanted to swap me is because they heard a baby coming down the corridor going, and they're like, please don't be Lulu, please don't be Lulu. It was me.
Oh, God.
Little screamer.
One of the great screamers. Daniel on 131060. Ugly baby?
Yeah, my fourth child, our only daughter, covered in hair. Oh. As soon as she was born, covered in hair from head to toe, all over her ears. She had caterpillar ears. And
little gorilla.
Yeah, I reckon. I was thinking, probably last a couple of days and fall out, but now 6 months later she still had it.
Yeah, wow. Has the hair grown parallel to the child? Like, hairy baby, is it now hairy for a 5-year-old? Was it a hairy 10-year-old? Did it continue to be the hairiest person in their pod?
No, yeah, I think after the 6 months it all started to fall away. Yeah, she turned into a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, but, probably the only time you want hair loss, isn't it? I mean, hair loss is getting a negative rap, but for a 6-month-old who resembles a monkey, you probably just want a little molting session in the summer.
You want that hair gone.
Yeah, good. Tamara, wrap this up on 131060. You were a mum who had an ugly baby.
Yes, I am a mum who had a very ugly baby.
Hear the pride. I am
so
a proud mother of an ugly baby whom I did not respect one bit when it came out. It took a while. I learnt to love him. What happened?
I loved my baby when he was born. It's just he was vacuum forceps and well cooked, so he was elongated, bruised and peeling. He was damn ugly. And I've told him that all his life he was the ugliest baby I ever seen.
Good God, Tamara.
Sounds heinous.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Tradies find cash buried in backyard. Whoa. A bunch of Queensland tradies have unearthed thousands of dollars in cash buried in a Gold Coast backyard. The workers discovered the money, which was reportedly made up of old notes valued at around $200,000.
Whoa.
A lot of cash. They found the cash in sealed containers whilst clearing a site at Runaway Bay. Last Thursday, the men found one plastic container before contacting police, who then discovered a number of them, all filled with money. All right. Don't just find one plastic container full of cash. They go, excuse me? I think you better come and look at this. Pocket the cash.
You can't pocket 200K.
Well, they didn't know that at that time. They found a little container. They had a whole day's worth of digging. First container they found probably had $3,000 in it. Ooh, better call the cops here. All of a sudden the cops come. They start digging. $200,000 they're sitting on.
Do they know whose it was?
Well, the tradesman sadly didn't get to keep the cash. It's all handed over to Queensland Police. They're now conducting a forensic analysis on it, carrying out further searches of the yard. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Who cares? You didn't know about the cash before. Who cares about the cash now? We've got to get to the bottom of this cash mystery, guys. No, you don't. Don't worry about it. It's gone. It's long gone cash. These tradies could have all earned a whole year's salary in one dig. But and they've called the cops.
They couldn't live with the guilt.
I know a couple of tradies who could live with that kind of guilt. I could live with that kind of guilt. That's the thrill of the trade, isn't it? Going out there on any day, whether you're a plumber, chippy, bricklayer, just your all-round handyman, operating a crane, a digger, a truck, the world's your oyster and you never know what you're going to find. There's tradie treasure everywhere. I mean, you and I, we come in here every day, we walk into the studio. No one's hiding treasure around here. I can guarantee I'm not going to get rich under this table right now. No one is keeping their stash around here.
You might find a few media books. Things will get sent at the most.
At the best. There's no chance of me digging up cash tonight. No chance.
Nothing.
Whereas a tradie will get up tomorrow, always a small glimmer that he'll hit the jackpot. Tradie treasures.
Not necessarily just cash.
Oh, absolutely not. No, you find something of value. Maybe gold bars.
Jewels.
Bullion. Bullion.
What?
Bullion.
What is that?
I think it's gold treasure.
Oh.
I've seen it in pirate movies. You're digging up that much land, you're bound to find some pearls, some jewels, some cash, some bullion with tradie treasure. And I want to know on 131060, are you a tradie who's found some treasure?
Aye, aye, me tradies. We want to know on 131060, have you ever found anything on the work site with the boys or on Smoko? Tradie treasures. Yeah.
131060. Have you found some tradie treasure? Have you rocked up one day? Maybe you're in the roof putting in some pink bats. You found some drug money. Maybe you've been digging up a hole. You found some jewels. Maybe you were laying some turf. Katrina, what have you found?
So, plumber in the backyard found a bomb.
Ooh, okay. In your backyard?
In my cousin's backyard. So we were at my cousin's house and they were like, oh, we found a bomb. They kind of thought it was a joke. They didn't think it was real. So my dad checked it out because he's in the military, and it was. So we had to wait all day for the police to come first and the army had to come.
Why had it not gone off before?
So it was, I don't know, it had just been under the ground, not touched. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was from, they had been using it for training in World War II.
Good God.
I wouldn't even really know what a bomb was. Until it came up and exploded in my face. Is it like a cartoon? Like how they draw it in the cartoons?
It was more like a grenade, like a one of those like nerfs that you throw. It was like that, but it looked kind of metal and yeah.
Good bomb chat. Peter on 131060. Hello.
How's your mate?
Yeah. Steering this back in, have you found any tradie treasure? Any bullion?
My father and I actually go around demolish houses and like the council pay us to get rid of old houses so they can build shops and new buildings and everything else. And we demolished one house, it's probably about 60, 70 year old. And inside the wall was a brown box. We got the brown box out, opened it up, and it was full of pearls, necklaces, ID bracelets, rings, and old coins.
Brown box.
Not a bad find, Peter.
Brown box full of pearls, rings.
Yep. We handed it in, and we waited till the 30 days, because we went by 30 days, no one claims it was yours.
Yep.
And the copper said, no, it was actually from a burglary, which was a couple of streets away.
Oh, well, at least the owner's got their stuff back. Okay, that's good. That's good. Different with belongings.
I don't know if they did or not.
Okay. Well, you'd hope so.
Handed it in. You did the right thing, yeah. Peter.
No, in possessions, it's a different story. If you come across cash or bullion, you want to keep it. Alex on 13 1060. Trading
hey
treasure.
Guys, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Make this short and sweet and keep the irrelevant details and don't lead us down garden paths that you don't know the end result to.
All right, short and sweet. So basically did a contract work at an old supermarket and wiped up the whole place and ended up finding a bag of, like, box of just $2 coins and ended up being about $140 worth and asked the boss and after the shift went down to the Tass Lotto and bought about 6 or 7 tickets and a couple weeks later won nothing. So, it didn't turn out too well for us.
But at one point in time, you found bullion.
Well, we found a little bit of money, but, you know, a bit of luck doesn't come your way if you spend it on Tass Lotto.
He found some bullion, guys. The coins, gold coins, bullion.
He found gold coins.
That's bullion. He found some bullion is what happened.